Scientists have taken a big step towards understanding what is arguably the most important plant on Earth, rice. Two groups, working independently, have produced rough drafts of the rice genome, the sum total of its DNA. The reports, published in Science this week, contain some big surprises about how rice compares to human beings. The information is already helping to breed better crops. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Almost as important as figuring out the genes of human beings is figuring out the genes of the plant that half the world relies on for food. So it's no surprise that rice has been the focus of several major efforts. Gain Wong is a member of a Chinese group which is now unveiling its rough draft of the rice genome. Wong says he was surprised and even chagrined to find out just how many genes there are in rice.
I'm sort of a human chauvinist pig, and I want to believe that I'm superior to a rice plant, and yet it has more genes than me.
Humans have about 30,000 genes, while rice has 46 to 56,000 genes. How could that be? Wong, who splits his time between the University of Washington and two genomics institutes in China, suspects it's because each rice gene is much simpler. Each gene may have only one function, whereas human genes can recombine in all sorts of ways to produce many different products. He says if a human gene is a Swiss Army knife, a rice gene is a simple screwdriver.
And so you're left to have to use an awful lot of genes to accomplish maybe even less. And so that's my sort of face-saving way of saying that we really are superior, we really still belong on top of the food chain.
Another explanation may be that plants actually need a lot more genes to survive. Stephen Briggs from the Syngenta Corporation is part of the second effort to decipher rice genes. Syngenta is also publishing a draft of the rice genome, and Briggs says they too found up to 50,000 genes for rice. That large number makes sense to him.
Plants and animals have very different strategies for survival. Plants are literally rooted in place. If it freezes, they've got to quickly change their cellular properties to survive that. If it goes into a drought condition, they've got to quickly adapt to survive that. Animals can move. They can go to a nicer environment.
Among those genes are hundreds that help plants fight off pests, survive when it's too wet or too dry, when it's hot or cold. In fact, they are survival tools for many of the conditions that farmers try to overcome. Plant breeders have been aware of many of these beneficial traits, but until now they haven't been able to identify the genes that give them those traits. Briggs says this genetic information will change everything for plant breeders.
If they want to know what of their new varieties are better, the traditional way to find out is to plant them all and test them. This is expensive, takes a lot of time. If we can tell them what gene is important, they can do a DNA test on their seeds before they plant them. And we have found that this has rapidly accelerated our breeding progress.
And it turns out that the genes in rice are remarkably similar to the genes in corn and wheat. So what breeders learn from rice, they can readily apply to crops that have more commercial value in the United States. In fact, Briggs says his company is already using information from the rice genome to produce hardier corn seeds. The information is useful for conventional breeding projects like this, as well as more controversial methods, genetic engineering of novel plant varieties. It's important to note that there is still much to do to complete the rice genome. These rough drafts still have tens of thousands of gaps in them and other errors, too. Gain Wong says this is really a strong start rather than the end of the process.
There's a sort of a rule of thumb in engineering that you get 90% of the benefit for the first 10% of the effort. We've pretty much put in the first 10% of the effort. I don't think we're going to put in the whole 90% because there's not that much more money.
Fortunately, there is a much larger effort underway to assemble the complete rice genome. Robin Buell at the Institute for Genomic Research in Maryland says that international publicly funded effort hopes to incorporate the rice rough drafts into its much more refined version.
The other main focus of the public project is to make sure that that's in the public domain, freely accessible to everyone, with what we call annotation, which is describing what the genes are and what's in the actual sequence. How do you actually make a rice plant based on the DNA sequence?
The public project has reasonably complete readouts for 3 of the 12 chromosomes found in rice and hopes to have a good quality readout for all rice DNA by the end of this year. As is the case with the human genome, though, it will take years to polish the data and probably decades to understand the function of each and every gene. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.